Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
The reading comes today from Mark 4, 35 through 40. On that day, when the evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts this day be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today we're continuing our study with Adam Hamilton's project called The Way. For those of you who are guests and visiting with us today, we are delighted that you're here. What we are doing for this season of Lent, getting ready for Easter, is we're studying together in many Sunday school classes and small groups, and our sermon series, both in the Bridge and here in Celebration Hall for this time, are based on this study, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Adam Hamilton is the senior pastor of the Church of the Resurrection in Kansas City. Recently, he went on a trip to the Holy Land and came back with a series of books based on his journeys and his personal experiences related to the land and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Today, we're on chapter 4, and he's taking us not just to the Sea of Galilee, but on the Sea of Galilee. Just to give you a little orientation of where we are as far as the land is concerned, we are in Israel. We are back now in time in ancient Palestine. You see down in the southern part of the map, there is Jerusalem close to the Dead Sea. You see the line in the middle of the map, that's the Jordan River, that source is above the Sea of Galilee in the north. What's important about the Sea of Galilee is that that is where Jesus' mission and ministry for his 3 years that he was active in his ministry took place on the northern crest, the northern shore of this Sea of Galilee. Contemporaries call this Lake Gennaret. It is a lake. They call it Gennaret because that is Hebrew for harp. And if you look at the lake, it's in the shape of a harp. Jesus' ministries took place mostly on that northern crest. It's where his ministries, his preaching, Sermon on the Mount, healings. It's also the place where he called his first disciples. If you remember the story, he's walking on the shoreline. He sees these boats. Fishermen are mending their nets. And he stops and he says to them, "Drop what you're doing, follow me, and I will make you," what? "Fishers of men. I will teach you how to catch people," he says. Later on, it's the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus walks on the water, where he engages Peter, who's with the disciples, out in the boat. The winds are blowing. Peter says, "Bid me, Lord, and let me come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And so Peter gets out of the boat. He starts walking towards Jesus. And he realizes there's winds and there's waves and there's storms. And he begins to doubt and he sinks. And what does Jesus do After he hears his cries, Jesus comes and he fishes him out of the water. I submit to you that that's what being a fisher of people is, to be a lifesaver. A disciple of Jesus Christ saves lives, is a person who helps those who are in the brink, those who are struggling and in trouble, those who are about to drown, to lift them up to life. You see, in the ancient world, the sea was always perceived to be a very dangerous place because you never knew what lurked underneath. It was always something scary, and the sea was a symbol of death. To be a fisher of people was to lift someone out of the throngs of death to life. That is the work of a disciple of Christ. Other stories of the Sea of Galilee, several stories of miraculous catches of fish. Perhaps you remember the story of Jesus is with the disciples. They're out on the boat. They've been all day trying to fish. They've caught nothing. Then Jesus casually says, well, boys, if you just pick up your nets and put them over here, maybe you'll catch something, which they do, and they bring up a miraculous catch of fish. It happens more than once. And here Jesus, not being a fisherman from Nazareth who has no lake nearby, and they wonder, who is this person? Well, Adam Hamilton is not the only person who's been to Israel, so these are my pictures of what it's like to be on the Sea of Galilee. So here we are in a boat. The water is calm, pristine. The lake shore is lush and green. As I was looking at this past week, I was reminded of all the birds. There's seagulls all over the place. And that's what it would have been like with Jesus and the disciples, fishermen on the lake. They would have been swarmed all around by birds squawking and storming and swooping and swaying and trying to catch any morsel they could find. Looking out over the Golan Heights, looking out towards Cana of Galilee, looking at the shore where Jesus called the disciples after his resurrection and said, come and join me for breakfast. But our story today takes us to storms. Storms on the sea, storms on the lake that come up quickly over the mountains. And particularly at night, become incredibly dangerous because the shoreline becomes invisible and you're out in the middle and you're afraid of what lurks underneath. And so our lesson for today begins in a storm. And the disciples are afraid. They go and they wake up Jesus, who's quite content, thank you very much, taking a nap on a cushion in the midst of this storm. And they shake him and wake him up. And he's not happy about it. And he rebukes them. And then he says, peace, be still. And then there's a calm over the sea. And then he says to them, O little ones, where is your faith? And then the scripture says, they were filled with awe. Now that's how some Bibles translate it, awe. Others translate this word fear. And others translate it terror. Somehow or another, the storm comes and they're afraid. They wake Jesus up, peace be still. There is a calm. You would think they would be happy, but the scripture says they are scared. They are filled with fear. They are filled with a holy awe. It's not a coincidence that for centuries, the church has been understood or symbolized as a ship in the midst of a storm. Like the Ark of Noah, that's filled with precious things in the midst of a raging storm and floods and seas. And even though there's chaos on the outside, God's precious things remain protected and secured on the inside. It's not a coincidence that many churches look like boats, and the inside sanctuary look like ships. Because in the storms of our life, one went into the sanctuary in order to get a sense of calm, some peace, to stop the raging on the outside in order to receive a sense of God's presence. Maybe to reorder priorities in life, but at least to get a sense of, I'm not alone. In these moments, there is Sabbath for me, there is rest. I'm with friends, people who care and love me, and I'm with God. It's not a coincidence that some of the primary images of the church, the image of the ship on the sea in the midst of a storm. There is a psalm, the 107th psalm. I first saw the opening line of this particular passage when I was in the third grade. And my parents and I, this was before my brothers and sisters was born, so it was just mom and dad and me. And we had gone on a trip to New England. And we were in Massachusetts. Is that how you say it? I've been corrected. Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Chusets. I think we were in Gloucester. And there on the shoreline was a statue. And I remember it very vividly. Some of you may can recall this or have seen it yourself. It's the statue of a sailor. And he's wearing a storm raincoat and garb. And he's at the tiller. And he's intense because he's facing the storm. And down at the bottom is scripture, and it's from the 107th Psalm. In the midst of the storm, some go down to the sea in ships, doing the business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord and his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. It's good to be in a place in the midst of whatever storm may be in your life. To be in a place where you can be still and know that God is with us. Be still and know that I am God. That's from the Psalm 2, Psalm 46. And that is why the disciples were filled with fear and terror and holy awe. Because at that moment they knew and they realized they were in the boat with God. Let us pray. Eternal and gracious Heavenly Father, we know that your presence is here in this place with us. O Lord, we know that there are those here this morning in this place who are in the midst of a storm, an uncertainty about the future, a deep caring and love for a relative and a friend, a deep compassion and caring, but uncertain about the future. There are those here this morning in the midst of a storm related to important decisions to be made and not yet ready to make them. There are those here this morning, O Lord, in the midst of a storm related to health issues, related to waiting on doctors' reports, who are in holy vigil over loved ones who are hurting. Oh Lord, calm our hearts. Help our souls to be still. In these moments, help us to find a rest, an assurance that we are not alone, that you are with us. Whatever storm we might be in today, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.